Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and next week is a big primary week across the country with primaries in Rhode Island and in New Hampshire and in Delaware and in Massachusetts. But for this week's Here and Now Senate Tracker, let's go to the other end of the country to a race where the candidates are already decided. And when I say other end, I really mean it. I am talking about Alaska, where Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Begich faces a challenge from Republican Dan Sullivan, who's a former state attorney general under then-Governor Sarah Palin. The race is expected to be close, even though Alaska hasn't gone Democratic in a presidential race since 1964. Joining us now is Liz Ruskin of Alaska Public Media. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's talk about the candidates. And first, the incumbent, Mark Begich, who is a Democrat, who defeated longtime Republican Senator Ted Stevens back in 2008. Here is Begich's recent campaign ad called Three Mayors.
I'm Fairbanks Mayor John Eberhard.
I'm Fairbanks Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins.
And I'm former Mayor Jim Whitaker.
And I'm also a Republican.
And we're all voting for Mark Begich.
Mark took on the EPA and kept our coal-fired power plant open.
It's why we know he's against a carbon tax.
And he fought to keep our squadron of F-16s at Eielson.
That saved 3,000 jobs.
Mark Begich has proven to us he has clout.
Alaska can't afford to lose that.
I'm Mark Begich, and I approve this message.
So, Liz, sounds like he is trying to show that he's a bipartisan kind of senator. He's got Republicans supporting him.
Right. He is definitely saying that he's independent, an independent Democrat. In fact, he's pledged to be a thorn in the Obama administration's side. Mm. He opposes his party on issues like gun control and often on resource development. And, yeah, he's definitely pitching himself as somebody who can reach across the aisle, including reaching across the aisle to our current senior senator, only she's been trying to shake him off.
You're talking there about Republican Lisa Murkowski, who lost in her primary race but then ran and won as a write-in Republican on the ballot. So he's trying to compare himself to her?
Right. He's cut ads where he says that he's very much like her. He cut an ad called, I think it was called Great Team, where he shows a still picture of them smiling together. And she issued a cease and desist order asking him not to run the ad anymore and not to use that picture.
Well, let's talk about his opponent, Dan Sullivan, a Republican who just made it through a difficult primary. He worked in the George W. Bush White House and served as the state's attorney general. Let's listen to a recent ad from him.
He serves our country in the United States Marine Corps and pursued terrorists across the globe. As our attorney general, he protected Alaska's most vulnerable, worked to put an end to violence against women, and sued to stop Obamacare.
So he's running against Obamacare, as many candidates around the country are. Tell us more about Dan Sullivan and his campaign.
Well, the military credentials are huge for him. Alaska has the highest number of veterans per capita. So the fact that he's in the Marine Reserves is really a big deal. He has great credentials. He has degrees from Harvard and Georgetown. He worked in the Bush White House, as you said, and also at as an assistant secretary of state under Condoleezza Rice. He's originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and that doesn't sound like a big deal, except in Alaska it is. He didn't come to Alaska until he was in his 30s, and that residency was then interrupted by service in Washington and service in the military. So he's had to fight throughout this campaign to show that he's sufficiently Alaskan. Hmm. Not legally. Legally, he's definitely Alaskan enough to run, but there's sort of a battle over who's the authentic Alaskan.
Well, and I know that he's going to face some trouble because there is someone else named Dan Sullivan elsewhere on the ballot.
Yes, we have two Dan Sullivans on the ballot in November. The incumbent mayor of Anchorage is Dan Sullivan. He's running for lieutenant governor. Interestingly, he just really ticked off the labor unions at the city, but that will probably have repercussions in the fall. And there's some thought that the unions will be so mad they'll be inclined to vote against anyone named Dan Sullivan.
Liz, what would you say is the biggest issue for voters in Alaska right now?
Federal overreach, I guess. That's a common phrase that you hear. And both candidates talk about, you know, how tough they are in fighting the government. In Alaska, it's not enough to have people in Washington representing us. They have to hate Washington and want to fight Washington. That's kind of the Alaska spirit.
Is there a lot of outside money coming into the race?
Tons. Between the candidates and the outside groups, they've spent about $20 million so far, and the race really for Sullivan has just begun, the general anyway. So we're expecting to see a lot more money come in. The $20 million that's been spent so far, you know, of course, we're a small state, so that comes to about $100 per voter in the primary.
It's funny to hear you refer to Alaska as a small state, considering it's the biggest one by land, but I know what you mean.
Biggest geographically, one of the smallest population-wise.
Any sense of how this race may go at this point?
It's really too close to call. I believe most polls and pundits say that Begich has a tiny advantage, but it's definitely within the margin of error.
Liz Ruskin of Alaska Public Media talking with us about the Senate race in Alaska. Liz, thank you.
Thank you.